It's 19 minutes past 8 Central African time under the radar here on Radio Islam International. Joining us on the line right now for a benefit, something that can be of great benefit to perhaps some of you listening, some people close to you, whether it's colleagues, whether it's people in the community, whether it's workers, whoever it may be, a new cause that's being presented online by Islam for You and Ashraful Uloom. It's called The Fundamentals, a special cause for new Muslims, and it's going to be covering the fundamentals of Islam in an innovative format, and as I would understand it, it is on demand, so people would be able to access it as they need it, as they like, and this is a continuous need for the community, and therefore offering it in such a format makes it all the more valuable and can really benefit people in our own communities, but literally around the country and possibly all over the world as well. Let's chat more about it. Mawlana Suhail Wadi from Ashraful Uloom joining us on the line. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, I thought this is a great initiative to share, and you know, the more it goes out, the more people can benefit, because this is a recurring need. Many times we've identified, or communities have identified, that this is a shortfall. So many people come into the faith of Islam, we get excited, but there's this vacuum in terms of education, and as a result of that, perhaps many people don't turn out to be as practicing as possible. Sometimes, Allah forbid, people even turn their backs on Islam. So this is a very critical need that has been identified over time, and now you are addressing it. Just from your side, the impetus for coming together with such an offering.
So alhamdulillah, you know, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send salawat and salam upon our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we all know, as Muslims, that we have a great responsibility to do da'wah and tabligh, to invite people to Islam. And alhamdulillah, you know, there's many institutes, there's many individuals that have done a sterling work, many ulama, many muballigh, people calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling towards this beautiful deen of Islam. But as you mentioned, you know, that's the first part. Alhamdulillah, we can see that many people are embracing Islam in South Africa and around the world, also in prisons. And alhamdulillah, once a person embraces Islam, then the second part of the responsibility is now we need to educate them, educate the person, the brother or the sister, on Islam. And alhamdulillah, you know, many people are interested of learning, but the reality is that sometimes it's very difficult for people to actually go for Islamic classes. So they become a Muslim, but they don't have access to Islamic classes. Sometimes it's just not logistically possible. And, you know, or sometimes a person will come maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and they just cannot carry on. And we've noticed this trend that alhamdulillah, many people embracing Islam, but there's been a vacuum of actual educating that new Muslim and supporting that new Muslim. So alhamdulillah, what Islam for You, Ashraful Uloom, has developed this course. It's free. There are over 100 lessons, and a person can also get certification of learning Islam. So inshallah, this will be a motivation for people that have embraced Islam and want to do the course. And alhamdulillah, we're quite excited. Alhamdulillah, it's well done. As I mentioned, lots of effort has gone in by the ulama that have developed this course, developed the lessons. Alhamdulillah, this is based on the Jamiat Tafsir series, and you know, which is used for people that have just embraced Islam on the basic tenets of Islam. And this course, alhamdulillah, caters for the aqaid, the beliefs of a Muslim, and also the fiqh of a Muslim, how to pray salah, how to make wudu, how to be in a state of tahara, and so forth. Thereafter also it encompasses that the akhlaq and adab of a Muslim. So how to live as a Muslim, how to interact with society as a Muslim. And this is a very great part. And this is actually what beautifies and what brings people to Islam, seeing the akhlaq. So inshallah, this also when people start learning about the characteristics of a Muslim, how a Muslim should behave, how a Muslim should act. Alhamdulillah, this entrenches the deen of the new Muslim brother or sister in Islam. So alhamdulillah, we make dua and we hope that inshallah this will fill the vacuum that we see that so many Muslim brothers and sisters, they embrace Islam, but this lack of support of education and ta'aleem. And inshallah, through this cause, inshallah, will sort of bridge that gap.
Alhamdulillah, as far as the work that has gone behind the scenes, I would assume for something of this nature, the depth that's involved, the research that's involved, it's probably several years in the making.
Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been very kind to us. Alhamdulillah, it's been about over 6 months to a year that we've been planning it and getting it off the ground, getting the research, getting the recordings of it. So it has been about a year, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, today we officially sort of like launched and shared it with the public. So alhamdulillah, it is, as I said, free. It is accessible for whoever wants to learn of Islam. Sometimes many people also that, you went to madrasa many years ago, but sometimes you want to just brush up on the very basics of Islam again. Alhamdulillah, it is, as I said, it is mentioned. You just have to go to the website and register, and everything is automated. So all the lessons are automated, and this is a short quiz just to keep you interested and also for you to see your competency, like how you do a madrasa imtihan as well. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, once you finish the course, then a small certificate will be issued, inshallah.
Tell me, Mawlana, as far as the lessons, that's quite a number of lessons, 100 plus short lessons. What type of structure do those lessons take?
So the lessons are, as I said, the textbook is the Jamia Taysir series, and the lessons are actually like a small video, but over a PowerPoint. So there's an explanation, and there's the accompanying PowerPoint presentation which a person can download. So everything is, alhamdulillah, very well presented. It's on a PowerPoint, and there's a voice over the PowerPoint. So as you would see someone explaining on a board or using a PowerPoint, all that is recorded, and there is an accompanying manual and accompanying set work as well that can be downloaded, inshallah.
One part is obviously the lessons. The other part is, as people go on, and we know that this is a journey, all of us literally are in a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a journey of continuously learning more about our deen, learning more about our creator, etc. So, a person might be exposed to this material, and we know it's being taught by, through an authentic syllabus and through qualified teachers. But always there's questions, and questions feed into the learning, the learning cycle. Now, if this is happening virtually, it's already pre-recorded, it's available, how do you accommodate for those questions that arise from time to time?
So, alhamdulillah, part of the website, there are emails which a person could, if they stuck or they want to know, have further questions or further answers, they could just send us an email, and inshallah, the person will be responded to. As we go along, inshallah, we'll make it where a person can, via the website, just click and send an SMS. I think there is a bit of a chat function there as well. So, inshallah, there are ulama that are behind that can answer those questions as well. So if a person wants, you could just send an email, I think there's a chat function, ask a question, and inshallah there are qualified ulama that will respond to those queries.
A question that arises when we talk about Salah, when we talk about Hajj and various other fiqhi matters, there could be differences according to the various madhahib. Does that feature, or is it considered in any way?
So remember there's a level when a person becomes a Muslim. So those technicalities, and that we just teach a person the basics of Islam without going into, because it's just an introduction and the basics of Islam, and that will probably come at a later stage to understand the very nuances of Islamic fiqh and that. So alhamdulillah, it's taught in a very easy manner, with the intent of trying to confuse the person, you know, with the different madahib and that as well. So alhamdulillah, based on Hanafi fiqh, and as I said, presented in a very easy way, so a person can, who has embraced Islam, you know, they can easy to follow and easy to learn.
A final question here, Mulana, as far as the accessibility, and I think that's the whole point of, you know, putting off such a beautiful offering is trying to make the entry into such a program as easy as possible. Just to emphasize, you said it earlier, it's free, just to confirm that with you, and what exactly would a person need to access this?
So a person would have to go on to the website Islam for You to register, or there are some of the links that have been shared, I think, amongst the groups and on Facebook and that, which a person could just has to register on the form, and inshallah, once they register, then a link will be sent to them to access the course. So once they register, inshallah, a link will be sent to them, and then they'll be able to access the course with their password, and inshallah, they can do all the lessons.
Okay, and in terms of how a person does it totally at their own pace, if a person knows some areas and would like to leave it out, move on to other areas, that's also all possible.
Yeah, so it's made in such a way that it's short lessons, you know, 5 minutes, 7 minutes. We try to make it, a bite-sized, so a person can easily digest it. And inshallah, a person can skip those parts which they feel they are comfortable with. But obviously, to get the certification, a person would have to do all the assessments, inshallah, to get a certificate.
Well, before you go, obviously, a lovely online course here being offered, the basics of Islam, over 100 lessons, a very special contribution towards the education of new Muslims and building up the knowledge of the fundamentals. It's out there. It's available. The work has been done. It could save a lot of time and could come in handy for so many people, so many different Islamic institutes all over the country. Now that it's available, just your call to the community.
Inshallah, you know, we know whether it's our own personal self. I've had people, you know, that are born Muslim. They say, hey, they're so excited because they would like to read, you know, just to brush up. But also, we know there are so many people that have embraced Islam. That we give dawah to, we know that they, so this is a resource for them. So inshallah, share this, the Islam for You with your colleagues, with your friends, with your imams, those people that are in dawah and tabligh, and tell them that this is an extra resource for you, inshallah. So whoever you know that has embraced Islam, share this link with them so that they can benefit, and inshallah, this will be an everlasting ajr for us, an everlasting reward for us. And as long as people practice and make amal, inshallah, we will get the thawab. So Nabi Qasim said, "Balighani walau ayah," that even if it's just one ayah, tell people about it. So inshallah, tell people about Islam for you, and inshallah, you will be rewarded in this dunya and in the akhirah. Inshallah, ameen.
I mean, the fundamentals is a special course brought to you by Islam for You, as well as Ashraful Ulum. As Mulana mentioned, for people who are interested, you can check out the website and register and take it from there, islamforyou.org. Four is the numeric for Islam, numeric4u.org. Mulana, jazakallah khairan for your time and all the best for the initiative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa'alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
8:33 Central African Time. Mulana Suhail Wadi there of Ashraful Ulum. We come back after the break. Attorney Sabir Ahmed Jazbai. We talk about the risk of tyranny in a time of crisis.